The following is an arrival lecture given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on January 8th, 2008, in Tavayuni, Fiji.
So it is very, very nice to be back here in Tavayuni to invoke great auspiciousness upon this event. I will chant one mantra. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Pada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha. So, at the present time, the whole world is suffering greatly. Why are they suffering greatly? Do you know why they are suffering greatly? They are suffering greatly because they are in ignorance. In other words, there is no reason that anybody should be suffering. If one can simply be enlightened with that knowledge by which nescience is destroyed, then that knowledge illuminates everything, just as the sun lights up everything in the daytime. You know that shloka in the Bhagavad Gita? I know you're memorizing the verses. It's one of the most wonderful verses. Gyanena tutat agyanam Yesham nashitam atmanaha antesham madicham vajjanam prakashayati tatparam. You see? When one is enlightened with that knowledge by which nescience is destroyed, that knowledge lights, then everything becomes revealed. There's no more darkness, there's no more confusion, there's no more illusion, there's no more bewilderment. Just like when the sun comes up, everything becomes illuminated. So, at the present moment, the entire world is in suffering condition. Because, one simple thing, they are ignorant of Krishna. They do not understand Bhagavad Gita. You see? Therefore, we are traveling all over the world just to advertise Krishna. We are promoting Krishna. Just like the Coca-Cola company, they promote Coca-Cola, you see. So we are a Krishna company. Actually, Prabhupada told my godbrother, Dhanavir Maharaj, he said, you should go to the Coca-Cola company and you should ask them to change the name of their drink to Hare Krishna. They have so many mottos. Things go better with Coca-Cola. They just imagine things go better with Hare Krishna. You see. So, if we can simply become enlightened in this Krishna consciousness, you see, then we become completely free from all forms of suffering. In this illusion state, what do we think? We think, I'm this body, isn't it? Don't you think that you're a boy? You realize you're not a boy. That's very good. You see? As soon as I think I am boy, I am girl, you see. Do you think you're a girl? You see? Do you think you're a girl? You see? This is illusion. As soon as I think I am Fijian, I am Indian, I am boy, I'm girl, man, woman, I'm young, I'm old, I'm middle-aged, I'm healthy, I'm sick. These are all bodily identifications. You understand? And such bodily identification, you understand, Vita? Huh? Such bodily identification brings us down into actually thinking that I am a mortal being. That I'm going to die. And such a state of mind is actually a very anxiety-ridden state to be in, because actually we are not mortal beings. The actual reality is we are immortal. You see? Amrit. We are meant to be deathless. So when one becomes fixed in Krishna consciousness, and Prabhupada describes in this way, he says, when you take initiation from the bona fide spiritual master, from the moment of your initiation, your deathlessness begins. How many of you are initiated here? Okay. How many are not initiated? Okay. So how many of you who are not initiated would like to become initiated? Almost all of you. That's good. This is very important when you actually make that commitment, when you say, yes, this is the reality. I have nothing to do with this material body. I'm actually a spiritual being. I want to affirm my eternal identity as a spiritual being. That's what initiation means. It doesn't mean signing your life away to some cult leader. It doesn't mean that. It means you're affirming the actual reality of who you really are. That's what it means. You want to live in the truth of who you actually are. You want your life to be a manifestation of understanding who you, of knowing who you, you know, of knowing who you are and being who you are. That's what it means. So everyone is encouraged to understand this science. Whatever doubts you may have about this science, you should inquire. Blind following is not allowed here. We don't allow it. Mm-mm. No blind following. If you don't understand something, it's your duty to inquire. I don't care if you, there's a million things you don't understand. You make a million inquiries. I'm willing to go through every one of them with you, you see. A million answers I'm willing to give you. If I can help you get out of this cycle of birth and death, I'm willing to give you 1 million answers to help your understanding become solid. So in this way, we're very, very happy that you all have taken this interest. Many of you have made this solid commitment, and the others are now wanting to do that. This is very wonderful. I'm very inspired and happy to come here. Because I see that you are very serious about Krishna consciousness. And that enthuses me very, very much. I simply want to encourage you to go on in this way, becoming more and more enthused and happy in spiritual life in Krishna consciousness. If we focus on Krishna consciousness, then everything else comes by its own accord, by the arrangement of the Lord. Krishna confirms that in the Bhagavad Gita. Ananyaschintayanto mam yejana paryupasate tesham nichabhiyuktanam yogachemam yivahamyaham. For those who worship me with exclusive devotion, meditating on my transcendental form, I preserve what they have and I carry what they lack. So all we really have to do is become very serious about becoming Krishna conscious. And then Krishna will give us a life free of anxiety, of ever-increasing happiness, ever-increasing knowledge, etc., etc., etc. So, does anybody have any questions? Most people understand when the English? Or they require a translator? You understand the English that I'm speaking? Do you understand the English that I'm speaking?
Only one Mataji, I think, doesn't understand English.
So we can always have a translator, you know. If it's not, is there anybody here who's not understanding what I'm saying because of a language barrier?
One Mataji here.
One?
Yeah, one.
This one. Hindi bolo. Hindi bolo, Angrezi bolo. So what they, in many places, somebody who can translate, they can sit there and whisper to her the translation while the lecture is going on. I can speak kind of slowly, a lot of pauses, and give her a chance to hear the translation. Somebody could do that the next time we have a lecture. Anybody who needs a Hindi translation, there could be a little Hindi section, Hindi hearing section, for those who cannot follow the English, because I want you all to hear and understand what I'm saying. This is very important words. I'm bringing the message of Prabhupada. You see, I'm not bringing my own words. I'm bringing the words of Srila Prabhupada. So I want you to have to be able to grow in your understanding of Prabhupada's mission, Prabhupada's message, and how to become more and more ever increasingly absorbed in serving Prabhupada's mission. And with greater enthusiasm, greater confidence, greater results. So, we'll stop here. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
His Grace Sriman Sankarsan Dasadhikari ki jai.